Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joe, I was thinking about you as I heard the news that a Russian official, Russia's foreign ministry spokesperson, was talking about this Gaza hospital attack and referred to it as an act of a dehumanizing crime. And I thought, as you must, really, this is Russia saying this after all of the attacks on civilians and civilian buildings in Ukraine?
Bob, indeed, and hello from Odessa. And, you know, this is the same Russia that has still refused to condemn Hamas for that Saturday, October 7th attack upon Israel, where, you know, we've seen all the horrible, hideous footage of what Hamas did to the Israelis. Russia has been unable or refused, not unable, but refused to condemn Hamas for that. And I think for any, you know, as we look at sort of the messiness or the silliness of rhetoric in America, in our politics and around the world, for anyone who, you know, stands with Israel but doesn't stand with Ukraine against Russia, I think you miss the story of the kind of foes that both Israel and Ukraine are facing. And, you know, I'm sure people have seen, but since that report of the attack on the hospital or whatever happened at the hospital in Gaza, you know, as evidence emerges, even as you look at photographs, you know, looking above at the attack, there's no crater. It doesn't look like it was an Israeli a missile that hit the hospital. And, you know, you can see damage in the parking lot, but the buildings around it do not seem heavily damaged. You know, I've been in many cities during missile strikes and been on the scene soon after here in Ukraine. And it doesn't look like it was a major missile that hit there. There's a video has emerged of, you know, Hamas announced they were about to attack Israel. And you see the rockets flying from Hamas from Gaza. And then one of them seems to misfire. So there's lots of evidence, that the Israel did not do this. But even then, and this is the problem where Ukrainians have felt, you know, for 21 months now, that they're suffocating with the misinformation. But, you know, the New York Times, you know, respectable New York Times, they rushed ahead with the headline, "Israel strike kills hundreds in hospital, Palestine says." A few hours later, they changed it to remove the, you know, the Israelis from that, because no one quite knows for sure. And so we have to be very careful in reporting on this. And I think the first thing to consider is, you know, when you hear from governments and societies that are not free, you can never quote them with total trust. You know, we shouldn't probably trust governments anywhere, but especially a society where there is no free press. There is no criticism of the government. That's the same with Russia. It's the same with the Palestinian Authority, whether it's in the West Bank or in Gaza. And, you know, for example, in the past today, I'm in Odessa, but in the past 2 days, I was traveling to that beautiful, fertile region, sort of mysterious region of Bessarabia in southeastern Ukraine, just southwestern Ukraine, southwest of Odessa. And there are many different cultures there. There's people who speak the Bulgarian language, people who speak it's a tribe called Gagauz. They speak a Turkish language. And I see there this vitality of a free society. You have different tribes and different languages within Ukraine, different religions, as you do in Israel. You know, you have Muslims in the Knesset, in the Israeli parliament. These, for all their problems, are free societies. Russia and the Palestinian Authority are not. And so we have to be very skeptical when we hear, you know, in reporting whatever they say about what's happening in the war. And on those, along those lines, we do have reports in Ukraine in the past 24 hours that these long-range attackams, these army tactical missile systems from the U.S., the Ukrainians are saying that they used them for the first time yesterday to hit Russian targets in Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine, in the east and in the south, in Zaporizhia region. This is what the government says. There are some videos showing that, indeed, these long-range missiles might have been used. And this is extraordinary because for so long, you know, the U.S. provided 24 HIMARS, high-mobility rocket launchers, to Ukraine in 2022. Those have a range of 48 miles, and they helped Ukraine a lot. But now these attackams have a range of 190 miles. And what it seems that Ukrainians did yesterday, they hit the city of Berdyansk, which is a Ukrainian city that the Russians have long occupied. Berdyansk is on the Sea of Azov. And so the Ukrainians showed that from where they are now in the counteroffensive, with these attackams that just freshly arrived from the U.S., they can hit, they have fire control, or at least the possibility of fire control, over that entire land bridge from actual Russia to the occupied Crimean Peninsula. This is extraordinary. And in fact, President Putin gave a very strange press conference saying he would invite Joe Biden for tea and pancakes, not projecting strength. And so we do see this, thanks to these long-range weapons, quite a good success. But nevertheless, the Russians continue. They have yet to undergo a nationwide major attack on Ukraine, which is very notable. But they continue to hit Ukrainian places such as Kharkiv and Zaporizhia, closer to the front lines. In Dnipro, Zaporizhia, and Kharkiv, in the past night and morning, there were missile strikes, and they did hit civilian targets.
And save for what's going on in the Middle East right now, those missile strikes, and that was a secret transfer of missiles from the U.S. to Ukraine, that would be the big headline everywhere today, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, Bob. It'd be, Ukraine is, thanks to these weapons and support and Ukrainian resilience, Ukraine is pushing back against Russia, and Russia seems to be sputtering. That should be the headlines, were not for what's happening elsewhere.
After the 7:30 news, we'll have a live report from Tel Aviv. Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Thank you, Joseph. And if you're traveling, as you often do there, please be safe, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Bob, until tomorrow. Thank you.